Christ, our perfect pattern physically. May 13, in physical development. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Luke 2:40. The physical constitution of Jesus, as well as his spiritual development, is brought before us in these words. The child grew and increased in stature. In childhood and youth, attention should be given to physical developments. Parents should so train their children in good habits of eating, drinking, dressing, and exercise that a good foundation will be laid for sound health in afterlife. The physical organism should have special care that the powers of the body may not be dwarfed, but developed to their full extent. This places the children and youth in a favorable position so that with proper religious training, they may, like Christ, wax strong in spirit. Many claim that it is necessary for the preservation of physical health to indulge in selfish amusement. It is true that change is required for the best development of the body, for mind and body are refreshed and invigorated by change. But this object is not gained by indulgence in foolish amusements to the neglect of daily duties which the youth should be required to do. The active mind and hands of youth must have employment, and if they are not directed to tasks that are useful, that will develop them and bless others, they will find employment in that which will work injury to them in both body and mind. As Jesus worked in childhood and youth, mind and body were developed. He did not use his physical powers recklessly, but in such a way as to keep them in health that he might do the best work in every line. His life of natural simplicity was favorable to the development of a good physical constitution and a firm, unsullied character. Physically as well as spiritually, he was an example of what God designed all humanity to be through obedience to his laws.